best.
Jay and Dave, on air weekdays and online now at cfmmackay.com.au.
As we head for our top of 21, it is freezing outside this morning.
Yeah, it is a little bit chilly, I must admit. Still wearing a beanie.
Yeah.
It's that cold.
Look, even not only you, I mean, some of our promotional people who come to the station quite early in the morning have got beanies on this morning.
Yeah.
The other guys on Hot FM, the radio station next door, Jono, he's all rugged up to the max.
Yeah, even with a jumper, you're still high beaming.
Even our newsreader Amity is finding it cold this morning. How cold is it in your car? Because we've just been told it's 4 degrees in Serena, 4 degrees at Yungala.
Feels a lot colder than that. I'll tell you outside.
It's freezing. If you are one of the lucky people to be driving around at this time in the morning in your car, you've got a temp gauge on your car. How cold is it? Give us a call, 13 27 10.
Well, you're just about to jump into the car. That's even worse because you don't get the car to warm up, do you?
I don't even have showers on cold mornings like this. I actually go to bed in my uniform the night before, or what I'm going to wear to work.
Really?
Roll out of bed, straight in the car, come to work.
That explains a bit of a smell.
I'm not even lying. You can't talk. You look like Cartman right now from South Park with your beanie on. It's 19 minutes past 6 of Jay and Dave for breakfast.
Who would have thought we'd need a budget for heaters around our neck of the woods? Like, seriously, Mackayawood Sundays, it's cold outside.
It's freezing. We want to know how cold it is where you are. Give us a call, 13 27 10.
Shane in Eaton, mate. How cold is it around Eaton today?
4:30 this morning, it was 2 degrees.
Oi!
And you were outside cutting cane?
Yeah, well, we're in the cabs now, but yeah.
That's still cold, though.
Yeah.
So what are you wearing then?
Oh, I got a beanie and a jacket on.
Okay.
Hey, Shane, can I just ask you, when you're in the cabin with the cane cutter, the big machine, the tractor there, does that have heating in it or not?
Yeah, it's got heating in it.
Oh, okay. Geez, that's a bonus.
So what are you sitting at with the heat, 32?
Yes, right.
Thank you, Shane and Eaton. It's going to be a cold day today.
Okay, it's a little bit chilly outside, let's face it. You know, you're going to go through the weather. It went down to 4 degrees before. It's silly.
Look, we knew that was going to be a bit of a cold day. We just want to know how cold, in fact, it is where you are.
Kim. Good morning. What's going on?
I just ringing to let you know it's 3 degrees at my house. There's a nice sheet of ice across my windscreen.
How are you going to get rid of the ice on the windscreen, though? Are you going to try and get it off with the hose, or are you going to get the credit card out and try and scrape it off?
Dad used to say just a little bit of water.
Yeah.
And just let it do its thing.
Call a boss and say you can't make it into work today.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, like, that'll work.
Some of the fantastic music from the greatest year in music is being played throughout the last week and into next week as well. But we're not forgetting some of the newer stuff. Now, our next guests, they're a band called Little C. You may not have heard of these guys at the moment, but you will, because it's some great new music. Have a listen to this.
Change for Love. The band Little C and Leighton and Andy joining us this morning. Hello, guys. How are you?
Hello. We're great, thanks.
Okay, you're from Sydney, so there's a plus. Being a Sydney boy myself.
Well, actually, hang on. Is it a plus? Because did you guys see the State of Origin?
No, we didn't. What happened?
Well, I'm going to take pleasure in telling you that 52 points to 6. Dave's a New South Welshman, and he was devastated by that. Do you guys follow sport, that kind of thing, or what?
We're actually in Brisbane at the moment, just infiltrating the squad.
Yeah.
We're pretty little guys, so hopefully if we can join the team, we can bring down the points a little bit.
Yeah, come on.
You know what? You probably do better than what they did on Wednesday night last week as well. Now, whereabouts in Sydney are you from?
We're from out west, actually.
We're Western Sydney.
From Mountains.
Around my neck of the woods, around Mount Druitt, Penrith Way?
Kind of, Hawkesbury Way, I guess, yeah.
Can I ask you this, is Mount Druitt as bad as what Dave makes it out to be?
Oh, no way. It's got a great shopping. It's got the best mall ever.
See, I noticed you guys went straight to shopping, nothing else. Like, it was it's a great shopping centre.
that's all we got around Mount Druitt these days. Anyway,
that's funny.
Now you guys actually started off you're going to hate me for saying this, very similar in nature to Justin Bieber, where you started doing covers on YouTube, right?
Yeah, it was something we did for a little bit. So we sort of like, we got a few followers and stuff on socials from it. But then, like, I don't know, like we'd been in a lot of bands before for like years and stuff with each other and growing up in the same area. That we released original music pretty early, so we released our first single like pretty early on into being a band.
Oh, cool.
And that was kind of just like what really helped like elevate us, I think.
Mm.
early on.
Do you reckon social, and obviously it has been successful in the past, social media, though, do you reckon some people are trying to, I guess they've seen people like you guys being successful in doing this, so every Tom, Dick and Harry are trying to jump on that bandwagon? Because you can tell who's talented and who's not. Do you find that everyone's trying to get on that bandwagon now?
I think that happens with most things, eh? Like, that's just always going to happen when anything can, like, boost someone, I guess.
Yeah.
So, there's, like, I guess there's a few people around doing it, but, you know, I guess all the people who are really dedicated and stuff will be the ones who succeed.
Yeah.
Now, 5 seconds of summer. The Australian leg of the tour back last year, that would have been an eye-opener for you, hey?
Yeah, it definitely was. We played two shows in Sydney with them and a show in Brisbane, and they were amazing. The crowds were, like, sold out, big crowds, 2,000 people a show, and it was just, like, it was a massive eye-opener. It just shows you that, like, you know, we have a lot of hard work to do, and if we want to reach that point eventually.
Yeah. Are you enjoying the attention you're getting?
It's been crazy. Like, definitely pretty... pretty good feeling, like hearing your song on the radio and stuff. Just something that I never really imagined, I guess, growing up playing music. Just to see how dedicated some of the fans are. Some of the fans waited outside of Brisbane for I just saw a video and some fans got up at 4 a.m. to wait, and we didn't start until 7 in the night.
Wow, that's crazy.
Sleeping bags.
Please tell me you did wave to my mum, because that's a long time for her to be waiting for you guys to come out. Okay, maybe not.
Yeah, no. Well, I'll tell you what, you've got a fantastic single on at the moment, and hopefully it goes really, really well for you guys, and hopefully we hear you coming to Mackay and the Whit Sundays for one part of the tour.
And we'd love to see you stop in next time you're up this area. Make sure you do, okay?
We'd love to.
All right, there you go. The boys, you can find that interview as well on our website, cfmmackay.com.au, in the extended podcast. Thanks for joining us, boys.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us. See you later.
Thank you very much.
Telstra's Clubhouse Rescue on CFM.
Yeah, what we're doing is giving back to the community with the help of Telstra Clubhouse Rescue. Come in and check in with your local Telstra stores in Mackay. Basically, if you've got a clubhouse, it doesn't have to be a sports club. Could be any sort of social club. Go to our website, cfmmackay.com.au, upload a few photos of the clubhouse and tell us what needs to be done.
Now, we've had lots of registrations come through already. We're going to start meeting some of these clubs. Now, Katrina's joining us from the Andergrove Scout Hall, Dave. You know where that is, right?
Oh, up in Andergrove, yeah.
Yeah, now, Katrina, tell us about your clubhouse. What needs to be fixed up and what do you do?
Okay, Banksia Scout Group's located JC Park, corner of Fernley Avenue and Bedford Road.
Yeah.
We've got around 110 members, youth and adult members.
Okay.
We do a lot of fundraising and community events. We've got a big event coming up in conjunction with All Abilities Mackay. Mm. But we've got this paint. We really, really, really need the roof painted to try and cool the inside down, because in summer it gets really hot. There's no insulation.
Oh, hang on a second. There's no insulation?
No, because if you can't put a ceiling in, because, you know, if it's raining and the kids are inside doing activities, you know, a ball will go through it. And
yeah, right.
So it's just inside is just like... the roof.
We can vouch for that. We went there for the guinea pig show last year, and it was hot inside there.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So we bought some, when we bought got the roof, we had some money left over, so we were looking at insulating, and we came across this paint for a company down south, and we were able to afford the paint. We're just having trouble because it's going to be around, you know, we've got quotes for $3,500 and they've got to gurney it and stuff, and it's just a little bit out of our price range at the moment.
Well, hopefully you're the clubhouse that gets made over with our friends from Telstra. Thanks for the registration, though.
Thank you so much.
Jay and Dave for breakfast. Thanks to Harvey Norman Mackay for computers, electrical, bedding and furniture.
8 degrees also in Ely Beach this morning. Can I just ask a silly question?
Yeah, well, why not? It's Wednesday.
Why is it that people always have air conditioning on or fans in the middle of winter? Example, my partner. I don't understand why this has to happen. The ceiling fan is forever on. I'll turn it off.
Yeah.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night.
Oh, so you when you sleep.
Yeah. Windows are open.
Yeah.
Ceiling fan is on, yet it's minus 15 degrees outside.
You know what? I'm going to stick up for him because I have my fan on. And there's two reasons. A, I get a really hot head and it's very, very uncomfortable. But also for the noise. You know, it's got that whirring sound. It just takes away from the ringing from the nightclub days.
You have the fan on just to sleep.
Yeah, absolutely. Even in the dead of winter.
Now, I did a poll on this on our Facebook page, and there's a lot of folks saying, no, they don't do it. Equal amount of people saying, yeah, they do. Just give us a call. If you are in the same position at your house, whether you're the person who likes the fan or the air conditioner on, or it's your partner or your husband or wife, 13 27 10. You're having these things on in the middle of winter does not make sense to me whatsoever.
Okay, so you reckon it's a 50-50 split on Facebook at the moment?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
About that,
yeah,
that
seems about right, actually.
Jamie Lawson at CFM, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Wasn't expecting to be sleeping with a fan or air conditioning on lately either. Due to the cold conditions that we're experiencing in Mackay with Sundays, even the Pioneer Valley,
yeah,
Dave, temps have been dropping down to 3-4 degrees overnight. Yet people still are sleeping with fans and air conditioners on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm one of those people too. I mean, you drown the noise out with everything else with a fan on, but also the fact that you know, some people get hot heads throughout the night. There's nothing worse trying to fall asleep with a hot head.
I may have over-exaggerated with my statistics just before the song there.
Yeah.
I did say 50% of people on our Facebook page would say that they sleep with a fan on or air conditioner on.
Yeah.
And the other people, 50, wouldn't.
So what's it like?
I may have lied. 90% of people on our Facebook page poll are saying, yes, they sleep with a fan, air conditioner on. It's easier to keep warm at night than it is to cool down in summer.
Yeah.
So that's why they sleep with the air conditioner.
I just had a look at the Facebook page, as a matter of fact. Lindsay says she says the fan's on. She needs the white noise so she doesn't hear the noise of the whistling, dogs barking, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So that's a really good idea.
I'm sure there's lots more people who agree with me. Jen is one of them saying, I can only find one at this stage. Jen says, I'm with you, Jay. It's a waste of money, waste of electricity as well. Sleep with your fan off. You wonder why people go to work with the flu.
That's not always the case. Angie, how are you in Timberlands this morning?
Nice and warm.
You're inside.
Well, in a van, yes.
Yeah.
All right, so what happens at your house with the fans and the air conditioning?
I have to have the fan on just so that I can sleep.
Okay, so there's obviously a reason behind that. So what is it?
It stops me from thinking at night time.
It doesn't really.
God.
Yeah.
Why do people need fans on to sleep?
It's just a background noise, because I do a lot of thinking at night time, and it just stops me from thinking and listening to the fan. I drift off then.
Wow. I thought...
Yeah, that's fair enough.
Thanks for your call. I thought most people might just want to go, and like, if you have dead silence in your house, you can hear noises outside if you need to hear them. But the fan is going to drown those noises out.
Well, I think that's a good thing when you live on Nebo Road.
And people wonder why I come to work with a flu every year. It's because I'm sleeping with a darn fan on in the middle of winter. Who does that?
Dude, anyway. It's not that uncommon. That's the whole thing.
Our Facebook page is still talking about it this morning. Join in on the conversation. CFM Mackay is where you'll find us online.
Now, there's a group of local men around the Whitsundays. They're risking sore backsides and maybe even some bug-filled smiles because, let's face it, they're going to be on postie bikes all the way out to Winton.
Steve is joining us. One of the guys is riding. Steve from the Whitsundays to Winton. Are you crazy?
Oh, yeah. I'm not just going on my own, though.
You got a group of people, though.
Yeah, there's four of us from the Whitsundays going.
Okay.
And all up, there's about 40 people going in August from Mackay out to Winton.
But not on posties.
Yes, all on postie bikes.
Wow.
You're going to be cold.
Cold.
Yeah.
Sore.
Attacked by magpies and chihuahuas, maybe.
Everything.
are you going to do the run for the postal service as well, like Australia Post as well? Just stopping off at every farm along the way?
We can do anything on a postie bike. But the most resilient motorcycle in the world.
Yeah, they are. I'll give you that, they are. But you know what? What I find funny about postie bikes, or postmen in general, or post ladies, is when you have your grass cordoned off at the front of your house, if you're trying to grow it, posties still ride on it. They still ride on it.
Of course they do. They go anywhere.
That's
these things. You can't stop them.
Yeah.
Can you do them up? Like, can you put fairings on them and do up the motor a little bit to get a bit of power out of it? Like,
you can put a 140 motor in them.
Yeah. Seriously?
There's a couple of the guys that got 140 motors in them with different shocks.
Wow.
Yeah, you get them. You can actually get them to nearly over 100 kilometres an hour if you're lucky.
That is crazy. That's going to take you a while to get to Winton. But obviously, all jokes aside, you're doing it for a great cause. Why have you decided to jump on board and support this charity there, Steve?
Well, all the guys from here, there is the Black Dog Institute, you know, like for depression, suicide, all that sort of thing. But we're also doing it up here for more for the men's side of things.
Yeah.
Though it is all involved in the Black Dog Institute. But the guys from Early Beach, we've had a few people up here that have had a few problems, a few suicides, and so we've decided to sort of, under the Black Dog banner, but the Early Beach guys are more for the men's side of things. So they get the guys talking about their problems instead of just keeping everything in like we all tend to do.
Yeah, and that's the hardest thing to do as well, as talk about your stuff. But when are you leaving? You're leaving midday on Sunday. Can anyone actually give you some money now?
No, the actual safari is on the 15th of August till the 22nd. On Sunday, we're having a fundraiser day out at the Eco Resort at Gloucester.
Gotcha.
So we're all out there on, well, there's a busload of us going out there on Sunday. But if anyone wants to donate, they can go on to the Postie Bike Safari Prehistoric Tour website and work their way through the links and just donate online.
All right, I was just looking at that. We'll actually put that onto our Facebook page as well there, Steve. It's a great cause, a lot of fun to be had, and obviously for a good reason as well. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
And we've also got a Facebook page. It's Whit Sunday's Postie Bike Riders. Whit Sunday Postie Bike Riders.
No worries. Thank you so much for joining us, Steve.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for ringing.
Thanks to Harvey Norman Mackay for computers, electrical, bedding and furniture. Jay and Dave for breakfast.
All right, 25 minutes away from 7. We've heard reports this morning, Dave, of power lines being pulled down at the intersection as you go towards Palmyra.
Yeah, so take it easy around there, yeah, as well. Emergency services apparently are around the region, so steer clear if you can.
Yeah. We were just talking this morning about Step by Step, a TV show, which came up just in conversation on the air.
We were talking about the greatest year in music, 1990.
Tristan, Dave has never heard of that TV show, Step by Step.
Haven't you?
No. Step by Step was a song by New Kids on the Block.
No, we're talking TV.
Yeah, no, TV show too. It's on Fox.
You've never heard of it?
No.
Oh, my God. If you've heard of Step by Step, 132017, can you give us a call? There's a lady in there with blonde hair.
Yeah.
I can't remember her name. The actress who plays Carol, I think her name was in the show. But what's her name in real life? It's going to drive me insane. Thanks for the call, Tristan. 132017. Step by Step, the lady who has the blonde hair.
The only lady with blonde hair that I know of is in Growing Pains.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but Step by Step, you've never seen it. It was in the 90s, I think it is, by the way.
Nah. I was doing way too much.
Please, not too much to be missing out on Step by Step. I found the theme song.
Right.
This might rejig your memory.
Does not ring a bell whatsoever. You said Carol was the blonde lady. That's Carol Seaver in Growing Pains.
No,
that was the 80s.
No, that show, Step by Step. If you know that TV show, if you know the name of the mother in the show, can you give us a call? 132710. We were going to talk about something completely different here now, but it's driving me insane. We need to try and find that.
You've had a very sheltered life if you're watching stuff like that.
If you haven't seen Step by Step, you are living the sheltered life, not me. We need to give Dave a bit of a brush up when it comes to TV trivia.
Well, we were talking about 1990 being one of the years for the greatest year in music battle after 9 this morning with Minty. Mm. And you mentioned Step by Step apparently was a TV show.
Look, I found the theme song online. Here it is. Step by step, day by day. But
still doesn't ring a bell.
I can't remember the mum's name. She had blonde hair. God, it's right on the tip of my tongue. Don't you hate that when it drives you insane?
Look, Sue's in Gargant. Sue, you remember the show. What was it about?
Yes. It was, he had, like, it was similar to the Brady Bunch sort of thing, how two families were joined together.
Ah, okay, fair enough.
He had his kids and she had hers.
Mm.
And her name was that Susan Summers.
Oh, of course, that's her.
I've heard that name. But
that's right.
Yeah, does she do exercise stuff or
yes.
something?
That's it.
Yes. Susan yes. Summers, yeah.
So it was a bit like Aerobics Oz style, this show, just with kids.
No. She did the aerobics in the show.
No, she didn't do it. She was the mother.
Mm. Right.
And Patrick Duffy, the bloke out of Dallas.
Yes.
He was the father.
Yep. Correct.
And then, they had like a couple of kids, not as many as the Brady Bunch, but
But you can't remember her name in the show as the mother, like the mother's name? I can't remember. I thought it was Carol for some reason.
No, I can't remember her name either.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, but you're both not selling me on this TV show.
Great show. It was a great show.
I think it actually was Carol.
It was?
Yeah.
We might have to get somebody to find that out for us.
Yeah, It was a comedy show, so it only went for half an hour a night, so it wasn't sort of action-packed. So,
Thank you for jogging my memory, Sue. Thank you.
Yeah, okay then.
See you later. Rosie's called through in Prossy as well. Rosie, do you know the mum's name?
Yeah, her name was Carol Foster Lambert.
Oh, that's right.
And the actual actress that acted as her was Suzanne Summers.
That's right. Oh,
Was it that popular a show?
Yeah, it went from 91 to about 98, and it's actually still on Foxtel now. You can see it on Foxtel.
Oh, there you go.
Did you use Wikipedia, find all that info out?
No, I'm going to watch it now because I watch it on Foxtel.
Right. Thanks for clearing that up for us this morning.
Sorry,
see you later. My mind is not going to be running overtime trying to work that out. It was Susan Summers, that's right, and Carol was the name of the mum.
There you go, step by step. I'm going to have to get Foxtel just so I can see this show because it doesn't strike a bell.
Just watch daytime television. I'm sure they're going to sell a DVD box set very soon, I'm sure. National news coming up in a moment. We've also got details on Pluto being discovered by NASA. Info after 7 o'clock this morning with a very excited Hamish Finlay.
He's not the only one.
Oh, God.
Hey, speaking of everything celestial, Friday morning, before the show started, I told you about something I saw through the coffee run through McDonald's drive-thru.
Mm.
Do you remember the conversation?
Yes, you said that you saw lights in the sky, and I took the pee out of you saying, oh, it could have been UFOs.
Yeah, well, the thing is, I actually thought it was like a plane coming into land. And this is, we're talking 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning. I thought, nah, that's just a little bit weird. And it didn't have the same spotlights that they have with planes.
Okay, get to your point.
Well, the point is, I'm not the only one that's seen something up in the sky as well, okay?
Why is that? Who has contacted you and said that they've seen something?
Well, someone has contacted me through an SMS, okay? Did anybody see the strange set of lights hovering above Mackay Sunday night around 11:50 p.m.? They took off straight up towards the stars. So...
Sorry, is that David Duchovny? I can hear.
Well, there is a new X-Files
Agent Mulder
coming
and
out.
Scully coming up and saying, look, there's been sightings of Mackay. Look, but you saw it at 3 in the morning, though.
Yeah.
And they saw it at midnight. That's 3 hours of lights just hovering around doing a whole heap of nothing.
Actually, it was a bit more than that because they said they saw it on Sunday night.
When did you say it?
I saw it Friday morning. So there's little green men hanging around Mackay and the Whitsundays at the moment, I swear.
Look, if you've seen something, and you can confirm that with Dave, 13, 27, 10. I'm not a big believer in that sort of stuff.
Well, see, you can't dismiss some of the stuff you see up there. That's the thing. But it's good to see.
Satellite.
No, this was bigger than satellites. This was like three big lights, and they weren't blinking or anything.
The RACQ, CQ Rescue Helicopter Service.
No, those ones blink. So this was something special on Friday morning.
Tiger Air turning around and deciding not to cut their services from Whitsundays.
We haven't talked about the Ashes series over in England at the moment. The Aussies, the first test they lost in spectacular fashion. They were just, I don't know what happened, just something snapped. And but the thing is, Michael Clarke, the captain, Jay, he said after the match the other day that Australia can still win.
I think we can win with our squad. No matter what 11 the selectors come up with, I'm confident that squad can have success in these conditions. I've said that from day one once we arrived in the UK. But we need to play better than that. I've also said we have to be at our best to beat England in these conditions. There's no doubt about it. And in these 4 days, we weren't. Credit needs to go to England. I think they bowled really well to us. They stuck to their plans. They had the discipline to stick to their plans. The batters that got in went on and made us pay. Yeah, that's about as simple as it is, to be honest.
Look, England did play exceptionally well.
Yeah. Look, but we're not doing so well You know, even the clerk, he said we're going to try and get up on top. Gus Wallen is joining us, cricketer extraordinaire. Dave had a couple of TV shows.
Yeah, an Aussie goes Calypso, an Aussie goes Barmy.
Yeah, Gus, morning to you, mate. How are you?
G'day, boys. How are you this morning?
Mate, little chilly up here in the tropics, I can tell you. We're at 6 degrees, nothing like Sydney at this point in time, though. How cold is it down there at the moment?
Mate, it's pretty chilly. I was driving in this morning and it was 3 degrees.
Ah, stuff that for
a joke. I'm on the northern beaches and... So it normally means out west of Sydney, it's sort of zero. So we're certainly getting the hit as well.
Yeah, you can keep that. That's the reason why we live up here.
Yeah, good call.
Okay, let's talk second Ashes test, because we didn't exactly do so well in the first, did we?
Oh, it was a shocker, mate. At the end of the day, England outplayed us in pretty much every facet. There's not many of the Aussies, probably Mitchell Starc and Chris Rogers, that can sort of stick their hand up and say they did a good job. The rest were under par, and England, unfortunately, all clicked on the same time. So the pressure's now on. It's second test. We're going off to Lords, the home of cricket, and I'm hearing this morning that Brad Haddin is going to be left out for personal reasons, which is a real blow to the team, not just simply for his experience, but just the simple fact that personal reasons, and he's had a sick daughter over the last few years. So we're really hoping that that's going to... Get itself sorted out in a positive note. But yeah, the team no doubt will be rattled at the moment. We spoke to Pup Clark on our show a couple of days ago, and he was concerned about the form of some of our key players. And Shane Watson, will he play or not? You know, that's a big one as well. And Mitchell Starc, our best bowler, he's got a dodgy ankle, so whether or not he's gonna, he had to have a cortisone injection. So we'll see if he can pull up all right, because we need him to bowl at least 20 overs in each inning.
Well, you've just answered two of my only questions. Shane Watson and Mitchell Starc.
Well, let's go back a little bit then. Shane Watson, there's no doubt about it, he's been given some lifelines over the last couple of years, I think simply because he's such an experienced player and simply because he can bowl a little bit as well. And he's sort of an integral part of the success that Michael Clarke's side's had over the last 2 years. So the pressure is on him, but Mitchell Starc is the future. So do you throw him in now, or do you say, you know, give him one more test match? And we'll soon find out.
Hey, Gus, do you reckon the calibre of players have changed over the last few years? Because I was reading on some forums yesterday, knowing that we were going to talk to you today, people are saying that our cricketers these days are crap compared to, you know, your Glenn McGraths and your Shane Warnes and that kind of thing.
Well, it's very, very difficult to put any side up against that side you're talking about. I mean, when we won the Ashes... from pretty much sort of mid-90s through for about 15 or so years, we had six cricketers that could go into the Hall of Fame. So, you know, from Gilchrist, Langer, Hayden, the Wars. And we just had so many wonderful players. And that's even before we talk about someone like Shane Warne, who's, you know, the greatest spin bowler of all time. So, you know, there's no doubt about it. We aren't as good as we used to be, but that's because we had just that freakish generation.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of Shane Warne, what do you think of the latest batch of photos from him?
Look, I'm a mate of Warney, so I don't mind it. I love the fact that he's out there. He's single. He thinks he's got options, hasn't he, the big fella?
Hang on a second. Gus, come on. He looks like he should be in Madame Tussauds Wax Museum.
Come on, he doesn't look that bad.
You know what? When you're standing around with having a beer with him, you can forgive him a lot of things. He's that charismatic. He's got that much personality. So,
and you know what?
One alone.
He's got the world talking about him again, so he knows what to do. That's for sure.
Oh, mate, that's exactly what he wants us to be doing.
Yeah, so exactly right.
He's method in his madness.
All right,
Gus, mate. It's always a great to chat with you, but we do need to wrap it up. Thanks, mate.
It's an absolute pleasure, boys. See you later.
See you later. End on a high note. Shane Warne's photos. If you haven't seen them before, check it out. Just Google it. You're in for a surprise.
I don't know how he does it. He's pulling the ladies.